USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top education officials across the country are preparing for the start of a new school year unlike any other. Speaking during a hearing today on Capitol Hill, Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn says there's going to be some challenges moving forward.
We must now consider the challenges ahead with reopening school. To be clear, this is complicated. Any decision we make has significant costs. No easy answers or one-size-fits-all solutions. What might be best for one is not for the other.
President Trump at the White House made a prediction about the economy continuing to rebound.
The economy will be, next year, will be maybe the best it's ever been. You can already see it with the stock market, how it's been going up.
The president also announcing he'll be back on the campaign trail holding rallies, the first one being held next week in Oklahoma. And the New York City Detectives Union says they're going to sue George Floyd rioters who attacked officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
On Wednesday, President Trump held a race relations roundtable at the White House. The president inviting black business leaders to discuss their concerns. Raynard Jackson, president and CEO of Raynard Jackson and Associates, says the media plays a big role in what's going on regarding race relations in the United States.
Don Lemon from CNN, Roland Martin, who are putting more poison into the black community than any drug dealer, who are killing more black folks than any white person with a sheet over their face. How are they doing it? Spreading these lies about the economy you have, Mr. President, before the virus was a continuation of Obama. That's factually not true.
NASCAR releasing a statement Wednesday afternoon saying the display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties, saying the flag runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all of our fans, competitors, and the industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some D.C. National Guard troops deployed to protests in Washington have tested positive for COVID-19. As top White House coronavirus task force members warn governors of a possible spike in infections tied to nationwide protest rioting and looting. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
Yes, I mean, the most important thing, unfortunately, the report of the National Guardsmen being infected is certainly disturbing, but is not surprising. The issue of physical separation is important. Masks can help, but it's masks plus physical separation. And when you get congregations like we saw with the demonstrations, as we have said, myself and other health officials, that's taking a risk. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now is just an example of the kinds of things we were concerned about. So I wouldn't be surprised that members of the congregation that were there demonstrating could also be infected. And many of them would then go back to where they were, because not everyone is demonstrating in the city where they live. They've come from the outside. So it's the kind of things that we were concerned about, and unfortunately we're seeing it come true right now.
And finally, the Fed Reserve is saying they're going to hold interest rates steady at zero or near zero until the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic is over. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.